Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Hi, my name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO and founder of Third Stage Consulting Group. We're an independent, technology-agnostic, digital transformation and HCM consulting firm, and wanted to chat today about things to do before starting your SAP SuccessFactors or Workday implementation. And actually, this is relevant to any sort of HCM implementation or any sort of ERP or digital transformation implementation for that matter. But today we're going to focus more specifically on what are the things you need to do to get ready once you've selected the software that you want for your organization and before you start implementing that HCM solution, whether it's SuccessFactors, Workday, or any other sort of HCM solution. And to start, just to set the context, a few of the things that we see with clients as far as risks of jumping straight into your HCM implementation before you're ready and before you've set a solid foundation and a solid blueprint for how you want to move forward is you run into a number of risks and pitfalls. You don't have a clear operational direction for how your HR team is going to be organized and how your HR processes are going to look. Your system integrator ends up taking control of your project rather than your HR team and your HR technology team taking control. You end up making key decisions while the meter is running on expensive consultants, which is another common challenge in terms of how HCM implementations oftentimes end up taking more time and money than expected. When you don't have a clear plan going into implementation, your technology will often drive your business rather than the other way around. So we want our HR processes and the way we organize ourselves, our hire to retire processes should be driving our technology, not the other way around. We see too much time and money spent on the project. The project, the team, the employees are frustrated. It's too much for your business to absorb, and there's lack of ownership and buy-in. So when we look at these risks right here of what happens when we just pick a software and just start implementing it without having that clear implementation readiness phase completed, these are some of the risks we run into, and we call that the cliff diving phenomenon. We see a lot of clients do it where they get excited for the project. You're excited for the new capabilities and the opportunity to really strategically transform your HR group and to provide new technologies and employee self-service and those sorts of things. Those are all great things to be excited about, but you want to have a clear vision, a clear blueprint, and a clear foundation before you jump straight into your implementation. So it begs the question, how do we do this? What are the things we need to do before we get into our SuccessFactors or Workday implementation? And these are some of the major work streams that we typically suggest HR teams and their HR technology teams go through before starting the implementations in earnest. Now, just to preface this, when you look at some of these work streams and when you look at the plan that this entails, a lot of times companies will say, well, doesn't this extend the duration of our project? Doesn't this delay our project? Doesn't it cost more money? The reality is this is stuff that needs to happen either way. What we're doing here is suggesting that you move forward some of these activities and really get those foundational core fundamental deliverables and work streams in place so that when you start engaging with your system integrator or your implementer of HCM software, they have a clear direction, a clear blueprint, and that actually speeds up the project later on and costs you less time and money later on. So it's important to think of this as not as incremental additional time and cost, but rather the sequencing and prioritization of activities and also the focus of where you're going to have your SIs focus. So the five major work streams here, and we're going to unpack each of these here slide by slide here in just a second. But first, you have your strategic and executive alignment. That's an important work stream to ensure that your executive team is on the same page with your project and that your HCM deployment team is on the same page with your executives. You also have the operational readiness, which is really just making sure that our hire to retire processes are well defined and that we have a clear business blueprint for how we want the technology to be deployed. The people readiness component, which is very important, being HR professionals, it's even more important than any other sort of digital transformation, partly because we're HR professionals and that's the way we think, but also because HR technology typically impacts more employees throughout an organization than any other type of technology. We also have the technical readiness piece, which is really the architecture and integration, making sure that we understand how HCM is going to fit in with our back office systems and with payroll, with the financials, all those different components outside of HCM. We want to have a clear vision for how we can be ready from a technology perspective and also from a IT skill set perspective to ensure that we have the right HR technology skills within our internal team. And then finally, the fifth work stream is project governance and planning, making sure that we have a solid governance structure, a solid charter, risk management, risk mitigation, and really that agnostic, objective way of identifying and managing risk throughout the project. So just taking these one by one and digging into a little bit more detail, you first have the implementation readiness piece, work stream of strategic and executive alignment. So this is where we start by ensuring that our executive team is educated on what this project means and how it's going to affect the organization. It's where we clearly define what our HR objectives are, our HR strategy and objectives are, how that aligns with the overall corporate objectives of the organization, and just as importantly, how all of that translates into HCM technology specific goals and objectives as it relates to this project. So it's really an opportunity for us to make sure we have alignment from the top down as we get started on this project. And if we don't have alignment, we want to start working through those issues now rather than waiting until the system integrator is on board and we've got, you know, a small army of consultants billing by the hour while we're trying to figure out our own internal stuff.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
We also look at the stakeholder assessment. We look at the business decisions that need to be made early on, executive and management communications, and also the implementation readiness stage gate review. So really just making sure from an executive alignment perspective, we're ready to move forward into implementation and going through a series of checklists and prerequisites to make sure that we're ready from an executive perspective. So really the key objectives here are to make sure that we have alignment, we have clarity of vision, we're translating the executive vision into goals and objectives, making sure we have project governance processes, and engaging the executive team and making sure we have ownership. Those are some of the primary objectives we have for this particular work stream. And then when we move into operational readiness, this is where we are looking at more of the business process and the operational components here. We're making sure that we have our business processes mapped out and blueprinted. A lot of times companies think, well, isn't that something your system integrator does? Don't we need the software to map out our processes? And the reality is this is going to be an iterative process, and you want to start at a high level and work your way down to that transactional level that, yes, your system integrator ultimately, eventually will need to help with, but we need to have a clear definition of how we want our processes to look. What does that hire to retire process look like? What does employee self-service look like? Another example is when you think about performance management processes, what do we want our performance management process to look like? And however we define that, chances are our technology is going to be able to support that. But we need to have a clear vision of what that's going to look like before we start deploying technology, because the software is going to be able to support whatever it is. So let's define what that performance management process is first and use that as a blueprint activity to drive the deployment of technology. We also, in certain cases, we'll dive deeper into business processes. We'll want to validate certain business processes, identify the gaps and the decisions that need to be made prior to deployment. And then we'll, in some cases, start to implement new processes and procedures that aren't necessarily dependent on new technology. So there might be things that we define as things we're going to deploy now while we're waiting for new technology to be deployed. An example might be, again, the whole performance management process. If we define that we're moving to a standardized performance management process, we may start to roll out some manual performance management processes that are consistent with what that new framework is going to look like, as a way to not only start getting the advantage of having those processes in place earlier, but also as a way to help with change management, so people get used to those processes even before the new technology comes out. It becomes a way to kind of spoon feed some of those changes more incrementally, so it doesn't become such a shock to the system when the new technology is rolled out later on. So that is the whole operational readiness work stream that we recommend occur before beginning to operate fully in earnest with your system integrator. And then people readiness is the organizational change component of it. And this is arguably the most important piece that we want to get a head start on, primarily, again, because we're HR professionals that should be caring about those sorts of things, but also because this project, this HCM project, whether it's Workday or SuccessFactors or any other technology, is going to impact the organization pretty significantly, or at least it's going to affect a high volume of employees. So this is where we start to mobilize the change team, ensure that we have the employees prepared for upcoming changes. We have the longer-term transformation communications plan. We've identified change impacts and the way the HR organization is going to be impacted by this transformation. And this is where we really start to think about things like, you know, what is our organizational design going to be within HR? Are we going to have a new operating model of, you know, more of a shared service operating model? If so, let's start defining what that's going to look like and start moving toward that now rather than waiting for the new technology to potentially drive some of that. So that whole organizational design and operating model definition is a key component that we want to define as early as we can. And another key component within this is looking at the skills and competency gaps within our organization and the HR team now versus what we're going to need going forward. And then there's your more traditional communications plan and communication change management type of activities too, where we're looking at how technology is going to affect roles and responsibilities. We're doing change impact. We're starting to communicate some of the changes early on, even before we start deploying. Those are all things that we can never start too early. So the sooner we can get started on this people readiness and organizational change work stream, the better off we're going to be in the longer term. And then there's the technical readiness. And this is where we want to look at how is HCM, how is Workday, SuccessFactors, or whatever software going to tie into our ERP system? How's it going to tie into our back office financials, payroll systems, whatever types of integration we need? So we're really looking at it from an architecture perspective. We also want to look at it from a data perspective. How are we going to move all that employee master data over to the new system? How are we going to get it cleansed and cleaned up and ready so that we get a jump start on that before the technology is deployed? And then finally, we also look at the IT skills gap. So what types of HR technology skills gaps do we have now versus what we need going forward in the future? And then finally, the fifth work stream, as we discussed on that first slide, is looking at the project governance and planning, making sure we have a solid working structure for our project, ensuring we have the organization defined, process ownership, making sure we've defined the scope of what we want from our system integrator rather than the system integrator coming in and telling us what they, quote unquote, need to be doing, which is oftentimes two very different things. We want to drive this from a business first perspective to where you have complete ownership of this project. And the more time you spend on this project governance and planning, the better off you're going to have, the better vision you're going to have for your system integrator, to where you can define for them clearly how you plan to engage them and how you want them to support your project, rather than them completely taking this as more of an outsourced project. So that's a really important dynamic that a lot of companies overlook. Is if you want to have ownership of this project, it's really important you define what your scope is, what your internal roles and responsibilities are, building your internal competencies the way you need to have them built, and at the same time defining clearly where you want to augment that internal capability with the system integrator. And if you leave it to the system integrator, chances are they're going to take over the project as more of an outsourced type of project, and you're not going to have nearly as much ownership, and it's going to cost you a lot more time and money than if you were to manage this and own this yourself. So that covers our whole implementation readiness approach, the recommendations we would make for you before you get started on your HCM or SuccessFactors Workday type of deployment. Feel free to reach out if you have questions or you'd like a sounding board as you get started on your project. I'd be happy to help. You can reach out to me via email. My email address is listed here. You can also reach out to me on my cell phone or on social media. So hope this is helpful. Hope you all have a great day and take care.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.